I've got the memory of an elephant. I remember one time I went to the zoo and saw an elephant. I was disappointed to find that Dunkirk wasn't actually a biography of William Shatner. I accidentally kicked my dog early and it bit me on the bollocks. My mate said, it's karma. I said, no, if anything, it's even more angry. I tell you what always catches my eye, short people with umbrellas. I put on a lot of weight, so I rang up Weight Watchers. I said, it's an emergency, can you send somebody round? And they said, yes, we can, we got loads of them. I was actually thrown out of Weight Watchers for making sarcastic comments at the weekly weigh-in. As you can imagine, I accepted the decision with huge grace, because they threw her out as well. I was watching TV, the announcer said there's a documentary about the clitoris on the red button, but I couldn't find it. I was in a fancy lingerie shop. I said, are these knickers satin? He said, no, they're new. I didn't know what to get my little niece for Christmas, so I asked my sister what she's into. Apparently, at the moment, she's mad about frozen stuff, so I got her some oven chips and peas. It's been a tough week. I got myself a memory foam mattress, and now it's trying to blackmail me. As a child, I was made to walk the plank. We couldn't afford a dog. I went on a positive thinking course. It was shit. You would be. And it was half empty. The area in Nando's between the front and back door is called a peri-perineum. What I like most about that joke is that people who know what a perineum is usually haven't heard of Nando's. Ironically, there's only a very small overlap between the two. The doctor told me to lose some weight. I said, how? He said, don't eat anything fatty. I said, what, pies, chips, that sort of thing? He said, no, just don't eat anything fatty. Old lady names are very much back in fashion at the minute, like Lily or Elsie or Rose, and we wanted something like that for our daughter, but we couldn't decide, so in the end we just called her Nan. So we should grow into it.
When a man wears trousers, he's still a man. When a girl wears trousers, she's still a girl. When your dad wears lipstick, alarm bells. When a roller coaster's fast, it makes you feel high. When a roller coaster spins, the world whizzes by. When there's blood on the seats, alarm bells, alarm bells, alarm bells. When an airline pilot says, fasten your seatbelts, that's alright. When he says there's a bit of turbulence, it's just part of the flight. When you overhear him say, what does that line mean? Alarm bells, alarm bells, alarm bells. In your life, there are sights and smells, but listen out for those alarm bells. For example, I am now a quarter of the way through my act. Alarm bells! There they are, ladies and gentlemen. So this bloke said to me, he said, Tim, he said, did you know Marie Osmond is about to appear in the world's worst film? I said, Warner Brothers. He said, I already have. So I went to the record shop. I said, what have you got by the doors? He said, a bucket of sand and a fire blanket. I said, can you recommend some music for a kid's party? He said, Small Faces. I said, of course they have the kids. My mum and dad are complete opposites, so you couldn't hope to meet two such totally different blokes. My local police chief does a talk on heroin, so you can't understand any of it. Do you know, I was mugged recently. I was at Victoria Station, and I was mugged, and I burst into tears. And a policeman came up to me. He said, "I'm fining you £10. I said, "For crying out loud." He said, "Yes." So I gave him a description of the mugger, and he built up a photo fit. And when I looked at it, it looked exactly like me. So he took me in for questioning. He said, "Where were you at 5 o'clock? I said, "I was at Victoria Station." He said, "It's not looking good, is it?" I said, "I've got to go to court on a drink driving charge." He said, "Is it the Old Bailey?" I said, "No, Harvey's Bristol Cream." He said, "Why don't you drink non-alcoholic wine?" I said, "Schlur." He said, "Why don't you drink alcoholic wine?" "Tequila, schnapps, sambuca." I'm calling the shots. So I went to Alcoholics Anonymous. I said, "I can't stop gambling." He said, "You want Gamblers Anonymous?" I said, "You're probably right, I'm so drunk, I don't know where I am." I saw this sign, it said hairdressing for men. I walked in, there was a rabbit trying on clothes, and all these blokes going, "Yeah, very nice." So I went to the cinema, I saw a very sad film, and the bloke behind me suddenly started wailing. I got hit in the back of the head with the harpoon. But you know, I love reading. At the moment, I'm reading My Life by Bill Clinton, which freaked me out, because I didn't know he knew anything about my life. And this bloke said to me, he said, "I've got bubonic plague." I said, "Don't give me that." Ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this. Well, I didn't bring it with me. Today I had dinner with my boss and his wife, and it was a complete disaster. My boss's wife said to me, she said, "Tim, how many potatoes would you like?" I said, "I just have one." She says, "All right, you don't have to be polite." I said, "All right then, I just have one, you stupid cow." Thank you very much, good night, God bless.
I know a lot of you are now looking at me going, "Shit, look at his hair, now." I'm in the mid-stage of growing an afro. I'm well aware that this is the shit stage. For some reason, this alone gives people license to shout out shit to me in the street. So for your information, I know what year it is. I have never been near a car wash. And who the fuck is Shaft? I walk down the road, "Shaft, Shaft." I look down, my cock is hanging out. Oh yes, ladies, some stereotypes I can live with. Big cock. Very happy to be here. Look around the room, so many sinners sitting here amongst us tonight. Oh yes, there are. There's a man sitting right in my eye line, sitting right over there. Look at him. Openly wearing glasses. Have you found Jesus? The Lord gave you vision at a limited rate. You defy him by wanting to see more. Who do you think you are? Remove your glasses. See what is really here. Oh, look at this pretty lady. Don't fight it. I can tell by your eyes that you want me. Oh, fuck it. I can't keep it up. So the joke. I've never left the country. Good evening, folks. Very, very, very pleased to be here tonight. I want to tell you a bit about myself, because I've started off quite aggressive, so I'll pull back, right? My parents arrived in London in the 60s. And London in the 60s was very, very similar to Australia now. No real diversity, right? I remember my first day at primary school, I ran into the classroom, I ran straight back home, and I went, "Mom, Mom, apparently there's a black boy in my class. I can't find him anywhere." So you young people, you're very, very lucky, right? Young people. How old are you, son? Right there, you. 16? What year were you born?
1991.
Did you hear that noise? That's called jealousy. There are people in this room with underpants and socks older than you. Where are you from, child? Where are you from?
London.
London, big place, scale it down. I'm not driving a minicab. Let's work together. Kilburn, North London, yeah. South London, representing.
I just don't know how to relax. A friend of mine, when he wants to relax, he listens to Whale Song. You know those tapes of whales singing? They go, ah. I think, firstly, they're not singing, are they? No, they're faxing. Really long fax. Like the one I asked my brother to send me. That time I ran out of toilet paper. Shops were shut. But also, they can't be relaxed. They've got to be the least relaxed animals on the planet, whales, haven't they? For starters, they're endangered. Is that relaxing? There's only 10 of you left. Fine! As long as I'm one of them. If I'm feeling a bit horny, I'll sellotape a couple of dolphins together. But not only are they endangered, they're the biggest animals on the planet, whales, aren't they? They're enormous. Me doing that doesn't really get across how big they are. They're massive. But they eat the smallest, don't they? Plankton and krill, tiny little creatures like that. Imagine, you're a great big animal. You're starving hungry. You never get a good bite of anything. You never get a good... Oh, that was bloody lovely, that was. No, just all day long, shoving tiny bits of food in the side of your mouth. Oh, I'm sick of these stupid little things. I like to think of it as Jeff Capes living on hundreds and thousands. He'd be furious, wouldn't he? I'm starving! And he'd be wandering around looking for whatever the individual of hundreds and thousands is. I don't know what you call them when you've only got one. You wouldn't call it a hundreds and thousand, would you? That's far too long a word for something that insignificant. Maybe they call it a one. And then maybe you've got two of them, you've got two ones. That's confusing, isn't it? Because they can't have always had hundreds and thousands of them. Surely in the early days, when they first started making them, they must have made a few, see what they were like. I mean, that's not good business sense, is it? You've got a new product, you don't just make hundreds of thousands! We're gonna be rich! Oh, you make a few more, I don't know. It's a mystery. In America, they don't call them hundreds and thousands, actually. They don't call them that. They call them sprinkles. And unfortunately, I found that out at a gig. And that was a tough night, I don't know. There's a guy in the front row going, hundreds and thousands, what? Hundreds of thousands, what? I said, no, it's not hundreds and thousands of anything. They're called that. It's a cake decoration. He said, we don't call them that. We call them sprinkles. So I said, all right. I said, all right. It's like Jeff Capes, right? Living on sprinkles. I thought I'd get him a second time. He said, who the hell's Jeff Capes? I said, he's a massive bloke. I said, strongest man in the world, 3 years running. Loves his grub. He said, we don't call him that. We call him Luther Vandross. So I said, all right, it's like Luther Vandross living on sprinkles. But by that point, they'd forgotten about the whales. Why the hell would Luther Vandross eat sprinkles? He's a millionaire. He could have steak every day. Are you saying he's too dumb to go and find his own food? He's got to go around eating little bits of cakes? Are you racist, buddy? Is that your problem? So I just did a couple of knob gags and got off.
Christmas morning, we'd always wake up and go, has he been? Has he been? Has he been? Because we knew Dad wouldn't put the presents out until after he'd had a shit. wasn't the jingling of bells we listened out for in our house, believe you me. Me and my little sister under the covers, I think I can hear Santa straining. I think I can smell his reindeer. Yeah, this year I switched the lights on in Carlisle. Yeah. Oh, it's nothing to do with Christmas, but they've got electricity now, so that's good. I bought an advent calendar for Jehovah's Witnesses. Behind every door, somebody tells you to piss off. I bought a Travelodge advent calendar. It's still got chocolate in, but you can't open the windows. I got a Microsoft advent calendar. You open too many windows at once and they all shut again for no bloody reason. I took a poll recently and 100% of people were quite annoyed that their tent had fallen down. Last week I launched a book aimed at 9 to 12 year olds and I'm proud to say I hit one of the little shits. I remember one time the teacher asked me for a word with four eyes and I said Mississippi. He said, no, I mean I want to have a word, you specky twat. A friend of mine's been suffering from paranoid delusions and now he thinks he's a chocolate orange. I worry he's going to be sectioned. Poor Terry. I used to be a fortune teller, but all I ever predicted was really cold winters. Turned out the crystal ball shop had sold me a snow globe. In my last job, I just used to punch buttons all day, and that's why I'm no longer allowed to do panto. I nearly lost my job as a roofer when I was caught masturbating on the first day. Luckily, my boss said I could wipe the slate clean. New Year's a time for getting healthier, isn't it? You know, next year I've decided that I'm going to do dry January and see if I can manage an entire month without any foreplay. My golf instructor said I need to work on my follow-through. I said, is it my swing? He said, no, you've got shit down the back of your trousers. I found out two new things this week. One, sperm isn't actually good for your skin. And two, my dermatologist has been struck off. My dad's been suffering from seizures. So far, they've taken his car, his house, and his boat. My wife always cheats when she's on a diet. She hides bars of chocolate all around the house and fucks other men.